You fly yourself to set an example.
But you cannot teach how to fly.
No.
The bird should fly. Just try and let go, right? This is it. In a very beautiful picture here, I would say, move the wing of your thoughts. Then this door will open to you. You will fly. Don't ask me how to fly. I know you haven't flown yet. Everybody knows that. And there is no way to learn how to do it, then do it. You just move your wings. In Persian, it will be parzalan, knocking it. Here, knocking and blah, 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 it's confusion because they want it to be clear through. It means think, parfikratsan, move the wing of your thought, then they will make a falcon out of you. Means you will not become the falcon. You will just fly. They will train you, they will make you a falcon, you will be a falcon. But first, you have to dare to move your wings and jump. Remember the boatman? The sailor said, can you swim? Because, okay, there is this typhoon, the ship is becoming a wreck, so what? Well, I will swim. Knowing how to do it before doing it and all that is here. We say, knock the door of the meaning, it will be open to you. Move the wing of your thought, therefore they will make you a falcon. The wing of thought, the wing of your thought is full of mud because you were really spoiled by this mud, earthly existence of you. The wing of your thought is full of mud and heavy because you love the mud and you eat the mud like the bread. You know, there is this sickness, there are people who eat the mud. So, because that's what you are. Look at you. You are looking at this reality, you're eating it. So, your wings are spoiled. Really?
The pinion of your thought has become mud-stained and heavy because you are a clay eater. Clay has become to you as bread. Bread and meat are clay. Eat a little thereof, that you may not remain in the earth like clay. When you become hungry, you become a dog. You become fierce and ill-tempered and ill-natured. When you have eaten your fill, you have become a carcass. You have become devoid of understanding and without feet, like a wall. So at one time you are a carcass and another time a dog. How will you run well in the road of the lions?
Mm-hmm. Means if you don't change yourself, you're not a member of the other society I'm explaining to you. I'm talking about the lions here. Look at you. Either you're hungry or full. And in both ways, you're stuck to the ground. You grounded yourself. You cannot fly. Moving, you should understand that why you are not moving. Yes, know that your only means of hunting is the dog.
Know that your only means of hunting is the dog. Throw bones to the dog, but seldom.
It's okay, I know that you have this ego and you have to feed it, but do not overfeed it. Don't be very nice to it. Because, okay, this is your dog, but it's not you. You belong somewhere else. Yes?
Because when the dog has eaten its fill, it becomes rebellious. How should it run to the goodly chase and hunt? Want of food was leading the Arab till he arrived at that court and that fortune. We have related in the story the kindness shown by the king to the needy one who had no refuge. Whatsoever the man in love speaks, the scent of love is springing from his mouth into the abode of love. If he speak jurisprudence, it all turns to poverty. The scent of poverty comes from that man of sweet and beguiling discourse.
What does that mean? I didn't understand the English really. Do you remember when he was narrating the last paragraph, what was he talking about? He was talking about Nahum, and over there he talked about Phebet. Remember? Phebet, which is the religious law. We talked about it. Over there he said, it's not Nahum, it's not Phebet, it's Mahum. It means non-existence it is, not the law of Sharia. That's Phebet. And Rumi before Shams was a faqih, right? Here, he will tell you something that is a little bit tricky to understand. Because suddenly everything is stopped. From now on, you will not hear anything about the Arab and the story, and that is stopped. Not even this explanation. Yes, he said, okay, I made my point that you have an earthly existence. Feed it, do not overfeed it, because if you overfeed that one, then your wings will become heavy and you will be earthly grounded. Try to clean up yourself, then change the wing, move the wings, then to fly. But do not forget something. That Arab we're talking about. This Arab was a very needy person, right? That need. But the word is binabai. He was unhappy. Unhappiness brought him over here, right? Not having brought him here. So what is the instrument here? The instrument is not happy. Don't look for the instrument. And we told you this. I woke you up. We told you this. We talked about this. That you, if you bring your not having your weakness over here, you will be saved. We told you this, didn't we? In the story of the grace of our king. When he did this to this, we talked about it. You know what? When somebody's in love, whatever he talks is about that. No matter what I say, I'm talking about that love only. No matter what I write in this book, it's talking about that. If I talk about the law of Sharia, you could smell the essence of not having and poverty in it. And that smell of poverty comes from that ecstasy of happiness. That's how complicated it is. If this fellow who is in love we'll say kufr. You know what kufr is? Say, if a lover will say kufr, the aroma of deen, path, way will be a smell over there. Means when you become a lover, then there is no rules, everything is upside down. Even if you do the wrong thing, the righteousness is in it. Because after the transformation.